Eugene Merman is a brilliant fellow who's also a comic fellow. And you know him probably from Bob's Burgers. He's one of those guys in Bob's Burgers. We'll find out which one in just a moment here. He's talking to us from Saratoga Springs, New York, and I don't know why that would be, but we'll find out. Saratoga Springs, are you here?
Yeah.
Yes? Where? Where? Yes? Who? Where? You're from there?
Used to live there.
Huh?
Used to live there.
He used to live there?
Yeah.
And now you and you did as well? Did you live there as well? In Saratoga Springs? Would he know you if I mentioned your name?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What is your name then? What's your name?
Jan.
Jan what?
Perrin.
John Perrin?
Jan Perrin.
Eugene Merman?
Hello.
Hi. Do you know Jan Perrin? Perrin?
I don't believe so. Do I?
From Saratoga Springs?
Oh, I'm just here because I performed at Skidmore last night. I'm not from Saratoga Springs.
Yeah. Okay. So you wouldn't know her then. She claimed you did.
Oh, she's not necessarily wrong, but I don't know her because she's from Saratoga Springs.
Not for that reason. Would you know her for some other? Would you know her for some other reason than the fact that you're from there?
For my outstanding personality.
Outstanding personality. No, that couldn't be it.
I don't know everyone with an outstanding personality. I just know a handful of people with outstanding personalities.
Yeah. Outstanding. Bills, yes. That's a different thing. How did it go last night?
Good. It was fun.
Yeah. What killed them in Saratoga Springs?
You know, the usual jokes.
That's all you're going to give me?
It's a roundabout way of you saying, tell me a joke, so I think yes.
You can if you'd like to. Could you tell me?
No, I wouldn't. I'd rather keep it in a mystery.
Okay. I'm sorry, Your Welcome is out now. This is like an 8-volume CD.
Yeah. I mean, other than it's not on CD, but it's digital and vinyl. Yeah.
It's digital and vinyl.
And it's available as a chair and a robe.
As a what?
That's right.
Chair and a robe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the chair is sold out, but the robe is still available.
I'm sorry, You're Welcome. 8 volumes. War and Peace was only 3 in an epilogue, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, it's really the conclusion of War and Peace.
Yeah. So you're saying it's War and Peace, War and Peace, War and Peace, basically, or War
End. In a sense, yeah.
War End at that point.
War and Peace, and I'm sorry, You're Welcome.
I'm sorry, You're Welcome. Does that reflect your philosophy in general?
It does about a 9-volume set.
Well, you know, it's not disappointing because there's 8 volumes as I counted. But anyhow, seven of them are actually sound effects that you make.
Well, yeah.
There's only one volume of content in so far.
Well, no, there's 1 volume of stand-up, 1 of sound effects. There's 45 minutes of crying. There's a whole lot of stuff.
I know, but that's what it is. The other 7 are all a whole lot of stuff, but there's only one volume, that first one of a show you did.
Of stand-up, yeah.
Of stand-up you did in Seattle, I guess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it must have been a good night in Seattle anyway.
The night in Seattle was a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
It was 3 nights blended together seamlessly.
Oh, I see. What did they like in Seattle? What killed them in Seattle?
Same stuff that worked in Saratoga.
Same as Saratoga Springs, yeah.
A lot, yeah. Jokes that involve, just a mirror to our society.
Yeah. Is that what you provide?
In pieces.
Yeah. It's a funhouse mirror with you. And also in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
You play, I'm sorry, who was that in Bob's Burgers that you play?
Gene
Belcher, is that right?
Yeah.
Gene Belcher, yeah. Is the Belcher due to the fact that he also makes a lot of sound effects? All the sound effects come out of you, right?
On the album, yeah. On the show, I think they sometimes add sound effects to Mimica sound effects, the voice machine.
Yeah, but you are almost a human sound effect machine in a lot of senses.
On the album, I am. I mean, it isn't the best. You can use it to do Foley with, but it'll sound like a person making weird sounds.
Yeah, that's exactly, and that's a unique concept, really, for a comedy album.
Yeah,
someone who does not so good, vocalizations of sound effects.
Yeah, but there's also a meditation. There's a whole lot of stuff.
And the crying is very realistic. Is that something you pride yourself in? Or?
I cried for 45 minutes and recorded it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to buy an album with a sticker that says featuring over 45 minutes of crying?
I know. Can we play a little clip from if you wouldn't mind? This is just the best of Belcher on Bob's Burgers. It's just some idea of what we're talking about here. Best of Bob's
It does Burgers. Robot voice, laser sound, and fart noise. Why do I have to get molested? No, that's a myth. You have no idea what I've just been through. Do I have any toilet paper stuck to my buns?
Oh, God.
You did!
I'm on it!
Yeah, I don't think so. I can't believe it.
Dad, it's Gene.
Yes, Gene, go ahead.
Dad?
Yes?
I think we have a bad connection. I'll call you back.
Oh, God.
You're a couple of sluts!
Gene.
What?
Stop.
So far, I just got the title. History. A blast from the past.
Okay. After we get my parents settled, your father's gonna help you with that, right, Bob?
Have it on my desk by 5. Do you see a lion or a witch or a wardrobe?
A what?
A lion, a witch, or a wardrobe?
Why are you saying that, Gene?
It's a book.
Oh, right. A kid's book, yeah.
Yeah, by Salman Rushdie.
It's not by Salman Rushdie.
Of course it is.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
I'm not gonna talk to you anymore, Gene. I'm in a wall. Go look it up, though.
I just did. It's Salman Rushdie. My grandparents are staying with us, and they were both alive during Prohibition. So, this is what it sounds like when they have sex in the room next to mine.
Ow! 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 Ow!
What?
Ow!
Principal's ow. Office now!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Right!
Well, I have a room to refart.
Okay, let's end it on that. We didn't know which one to end that on, but there was... That's just volume one of the best of. Now, some of those were you, clearly you, I think.
The voice parts were me. Anything that sounds like a laser was someone using a sound effect of a laser.
Yeah, that I got.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty good. You know what I... That on the album here, actually, when you talked about the Whole Foods and the pictures thing,
mm-hmm.
Because they were going to let it open up Whole Foods to art displays and such?
Yes, they opened a Whole Foods near my house where they were going to have a lot of local artists displaying art, so I decided that I would make art to feature at Whole Foods. But it's hard to get your artwork in Whole Foods, it turns out.
It is?
It turns out it is. Yeah, I think that they have art events, but they don't really display people's art next to the broccoli.
Well, they don't. That's disappointing, actually.
I know. You're disappointed. Think about me. I bothered to make paintings.
Yes. And, you know, I saw this on some, you know, like, you're the best comedians of 1990 or something like that. And you did this thing with art, with paintings. And they were good.
Thank you.
They were like Kandinsky meets Grandma Moses. They're kind of primitive.
Yeah. No, I have my own unique style that's yes. going to really change the landscape of paintings.
Yeah. And... I mean, are you an artist? Do you paint? Do you when you're not doing this?
I mean, the literal answer is yes.
Yes.
But the figurative answer would be not really.
Okay. This is going well, don't you think?
I think so.
If you got to characterize it. I also, and you know, I'm wondering. I have your live subscriber count here on.
Sure.
For some reason, on Social Blade YouTube, which is 3,337. That's pretty good, I think.
Sure. Well,
do you keep tabs of this? Is this? It's not. You don't make a living at this, do you?
At comedy or at YouTube?
At YouTube. Your YouTube.
At YouTube, no. I don't make a living from YouTube, though some people do.
Yeah, you are highly searched on YouTube, though. But yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I am searched.
The overall earnings I see here are between 32 cents and $5, so that's not encouraging as far as income.
Oh, I don't think I've ever checked into YouTube for money, so I don't know.
Okay, I just thought you might like to know that. I was just looking
I mean, I wonder if I collect the $5 over the last, I guess, since 2005, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I could buy a house, a very tiny house.
Yeah. And then you're also kind of a social activist, because I saw this thing about you Portsmouth parking.
Yes.
Yeah, comedian blast Portsmouth parking in full page ad.
Yeah. I got a parking ticket for being parked backwards in a place where you wouldn't know that you couldn't do that. And so I paid the ticket. And then I took out a full page ad in their summer guide complaining about their rules.
Yes.
Or not complaining about the fact that there's no way to know that rule.
No vehicle shall remain backed up to the curb.
Yeah, I found it later in their ordinances when I scoured their government website.
Yeah. And did you win the case, at least in the public view?
In the public view, yes, because it trended and then became, it really worked. Like, if you ever are mad at something, I really recommend taking out a full-page ad.
It's expensive, though.
But you really get your message out there.
Yeah.
Not as expensive as advertising.
That's true.
Like, in across a lot of platforms.
Yeah. All eight volumes of this are interesting, but I was going through these things, and one of them is about sounds of various well-known and not-so-well-known people make during orgasm. Is that correct?
It's done. I, first of all, I love that interpretation. It's just, shy of 200 orgasm sounds.
Yes. A little shy of 200.
That all are titled. I think that's where maybe the confusion comes in. There's 198 orgasms that each have a title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
True.
Oh, okay. So it's more of an artistic thing once again. It's not so much a celebrity orgasm.
It isn't celebrities orgasmic, though. Let me just say that's a great idea.
Volume 10.
You should do an outreach.
Eugene Merman, Volume 10, Celebrity Orgasm. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the thinking behind that, if any?
Oh, that it was a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ludicrous to make 198 orgasm sounds and put them out as one of the volumes on your album and then give each one a title.
It is.
And then get to say, like, featuring 198 orgasms. Again, like something somebody, like, has always sought out, but is only now made available.
Yeah. And is that a crowd pleaser? Or is that mainly amusing to you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know how to answer it since you asked me about it, so
it's
completely effective.
Yeah, I know. I actually did really like it, but then I looked at what it was. I didn't realize I was listening to.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, is it moderately upsetting? Yeah. Do I listen to it? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay.
But is it a really funny, ridiculous thing to do? I guess I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. There's two things on the album that are more like silly concept things, and everything else is, you know, largely meant to be listened to.
Meant to be listened to.
Like a meditation. You can listen to that. That's fun.
Meditation.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Relaxing and silly.
Very good. And the Russian lessons I found actually useful.
Yes, they're fairly accurate.
Yeah.
My brother, when he listened to it, told me that I both knew more and less Russian than he thought.
Yeah, because you left when you were, what, four and a half, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Was your Russian must have been impeccable at that point, even as a four-year-old?
It was better than my English at the time, but now my English is a little bit better.
Yeah. Can we play a little bit of that? Because I like one of the...
Totally.
Just a bit, little bit here from that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where to buy drugs on an airplane. Я не знаю, где покупать наркотики на самолете. My butt is inside the car. Моя попа в машине. Your butt is inside a camel. Твоя попа в верблюде. Your butt is crying. Твоя попа плакает. Don't use a theater like a bathroom. Не используйте театр как туалет. Television is very pleasant. Телевизор очень приятный. I would like to have a son that could fly. Я хочу иметь сына, кто может летать. I really like Jews. Мне очень нравятся евреи. Do you know where they, the Jews, sell dead horses? Вы знаете, где они, евреи, продают мертвые лошади? Which one of you guys plays the balalaika? Кто из вас играет балалайку? Your cow is very soft. Твоя корова очень мягкая. I want to play with men. Я хочу играть с мужчинами. My sausages don't fit in your car. Мои сосиски не помещаются в твоей машине. I want to open a company that sells two things, flour and blood. Я хочу открыть компанию, которая продает две вещи, муку и кровь. I got drunk last night and accidentally killed a bird. Я напился вчера вечером и нечаянно убил птицу. I got drunk last night and accidentally killed a bird with my sword. Я вчера вечером напился и нечаянно убил птицу с моей саблей. You are a very pleasant idiot. Ты очень приятный дурак. I really like the smell in your mouth. Мне очень нравится запах в твоем рту. How much science do you have? Сколько у вас науки?
Oh, that it ends with that. Okay, okay. What's so funny about that, besides the fact that it's so funny, is that you feel some of those phrases might actually be useful in Russia.
Yeah. Especially you could really, really get around.
Yeah. Especially the flower and blood. I like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. People would know what you were saying. They would just wonder why.
And the bird with the sword thing, explaining that to someone would be also be a good thing.
Yeah, well, they'd probably just believe you, especially if you had a sword.
Yeah. Have you been back to Russia as an adult? And
I haven't. I've wanted to go, but I haven't been back.
Yeah. What prevents you?
I think. Well, at one point I wanted to go back and make a documentary, but I think at the time I wanted to do that, less people were murdered. And now, I don't know, there's no, when I told my mom I wanted to go, she was like, it's a lawless country, don't go. And then, you know, my dad and my brother were like, oh, you should maybe go check it out.
Yeah. Do you think of yourself at all, maybe not, but is there such a thing as a Russian sense of humor? And is some of what you do sort of related to that?
Yeah, there's a slight, you know, a dark and a slight, maybe absurdist streak in Russian sense of humor. I mean, I grew up here, so it's sort of, there's a bit of it, but it's not completely that.
Yeah. And do you still live in Brooklyn?
I live in Brooklyn and in Massachusetts, yeah.
Oh, both, okay. And there's a big Russian community in Brooklyn.
There is, though I don't live near it, though I often go to Brighton Beach, especially when my family visits, we go down there.
Yeah. What do you do then, just at Brighton Beach?
I go to stores and then I'll buy also some Russian foods. And
Russian foods.
Get food. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that you are brilliant, and I don't exactly know why.
Thank you very much.
You've probably been told that before. It's very perplexing because your humor almost feeds on itself, but it's obviously you're too smart for most of us, and yet we'd like to think we're smart enough to understand what you're doing.
That's I have some great quotes to put on my album now. Too smart for most of you, but I think you'll like it.
I think you'll like it. Eugene, I'm going to let you go here. I know where are you playing next after Saratoga Springs?
I'm going home, but then next weekend I'm in Denver and Houston.
Denver and Houston, look for him. Eugene Mirman, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Nice speaking with you. Eugene Mirman, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Bob's Burgers and from Speaking Russian.